this connection to the earth eros through the body, this aliveness that we open to, we attune to, is like the way that the sacred becomes embodied in our existence, right? So this is how we plug into source, not as a I'm plugging into source beyond my human condition, but plugging into source that my human condition is a part of source. So I want, it's like really rewiring this kind of like upper connection to this downward connection. And the way that this, when we plug into the earth, when we kind of like feet rooted on the ground, and we can open to that frequency, open to that energy, then that energy, that frequency of earth, as it awakens and alivens and we become embodied in it, becomes like this revelation. It reveals to us, where we're stuck, where we're hiding, where we're in wound, where we're in contraction, where we're in programming. So it reveals all the places of density within us. And then at the same time, this is the beauty of it, it also reveals the essence of our souls. So as we are unveiling and coming back into connection, like the deeper truths of our soul, the deeper images, the deeper realizations, the deeper connection of our soul actually become online, and we begin to kind of rewire ourselves in attunement and in alignment with the energy of the earth. And that's kind of where we really become embodied in the sacred feminine aspect. So for me, in my cosmology, I don't feel that we can actually have a really healthy eros as a woman without our connection to the real primordial feminine within the natural world. We really need to plug into those roots so that we know that our life force energy is actually part of the web, the natural world. It's not just an egoic kind of feeding of some place in which where we're disconnected leaves a hole. So what actually happens when we connect, we're really connecting and we're allowing ourselves to be filled up in the places that perhaps haven't been filled for like centuries and centuries. So then it becomes like a really resourced, like when we plug into source, we're resourcing. And then when we're resourcing, those places that are unhealed or in wound, they get filled with this love force. And then our expression of our eros then matures over time, and it becomes an expression of life and love in the most like deepest connected primordial sense. Like this connection is really what makes the fruit of life. It really is like without the interwovenness of all the mycelium and all of the roots of the trees and all of the creepy crawlies that go on underneath the ground and all of the waters and all of the cloud formations, without this like totality of like the ecosystem kind of spiraling around, and without this vibrancy and this aliveness of the way in which the web creates, all of that is an expression of love. It's a manifestation of love. It's a manifestation of like the natural ecological expression of love. And that love creates and it gives and it provides the food and it provides the waters and all of that. This is like the real sensual love story of creation. It's a creation story. Like the sensual nature of life is a creation story. And so life essentially is a love affair. The trees and the waters are in a relationship. They're in an affair with each other. And so we too, as human beings, are part of that love affair. We're part of that relationship. We're part of that web of creation. And it's through awakening to our earth eros, awakening to the eros of earth through our bodies and allowing that revelation and that sensation, that we actually come to remember our place within that, but also inherently that we ourselves are an expression of this love story, of this love affair, and that we get to live that and we get to exude that and we get to open our hearts and we get to express that. In that connection, what happens is that we kind of rewire our systems from the ground up, and any place of our conditioning which has us in disbelief or disconnection dissolves because we're having a different experience of reality. And that different experience of reality is exactly what we need in order to really create a new pathway for our, not just for ourselves, but primarily, first of all, for ourselves, like our own in experience of love, our own capacity of love, our own capacity to open our hearts and open our bodies, to know love in the deepest, like, source sense, not kind of like the commodified love, but the love that we're woven by because we are part of creation. That's a deep existential connection to love. But also then that will shape how we show up in love in our relationships with our children, with our lovers, with our family, with our the shopkeeper, with the postman, with the whole kind of human dance of beings. And then it also expands our connection to love that is like rooted in this primordial sense. So remove rooted in the connection to earth and then also connection to spirit. So it becomes this multi-dimensional love affair with life as we allow ourselves to really attune to this frequency through the whole of our body and then become expressed and embodied as love. This is the invitation of Earth Eros, is the embodiment of our love.